My name is Anne Leonard, and I'm performing an interview for the Oral History Group.
I'm John Harnett, and I'm currently living at South Downs, West Street, South Downs being on the site of the old South Down bus garage many years ago. I was born in Denmead, but came to Hambledon, the outskirts of Hambledon, Chidden Farm, at the tender age of 18 months old in 1939. My parents were farmers. Father had a business where he produced milk, which was farm bottled and delivered around the village by a couple of milk girls. And that went on, obviously, through the war period, which was a difficult time. He also had pigs, poultry, goats, bees, and three of we children. Can we just pause a moment? Right. At the age of 5 years old, I used to walk with a number of other children from the Chidden area to Hambledon School, a distance of something like 2.5 miles across country, all weathers, winter, summer, whatever. And that was probably good fellowship at the time. And at Hambledon School, we had, I think, three classrooms, just as a primary school. I wasn't a very good scholar, and unfortunately for health reasons, I lost some of my early education, and Father decided I need private education, which took me to Portsmouth, and used to catch the South Down bus from this area into Portsmouth daily. As I said before, not a very good scholar, couldn't wait to leave school, and left soon after my 15th birthday. I was more interested in farming, and I went as an apprentice to the Ministry of Agriculture, experimental farm at Bridget's near Winchester for a year. During that year, Father increased his farming interest in Hambledon, and I was recalled to help on the farm. And can we just pause? We'll go on to talk about early farming days. We were primarily, as I said, milk producers, but we also produced a lot of other crops, including potatoes, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, which was all hand labour in those days. Lots of men on the farm and a lot of camaraderie, which was all good fun. At an early stage, I bought a motorbike because it was easier to travel from Hambledon to the farm at Berry Lodge, and moved on from there. I had two or three motorbikes in my days, and then as time moved on and a few more bob in the bank, I bought a Mini, which was later replaced by a Mini Cooper. I belonged to the Southsea Motor Club and had a lot of enjoyment from competitive motorsport. And it's also where I met my dear lady wife, Liz, under the ramparts at Hilsey. It was all very romantic at the time, and we've never looked back. Can we stop?
Okay.
Right, going back to my youth, I say youth before Liz came on the scene, active in various things in the village, a football club which used to take place below Lott's stores in one of Father's fields. And just by the side, we played football there through the winters, even when we had floods. And I remember playing football there when the flood water was up above the sidelines of the pitch. Also, youth activities. We had youth clubs in the village. One in particular was in Vicarage Lane at one time, and also there was a club room behind the new inn, now Walnut Cottages, and various club sports, indoor club sports, were held there. Where else do we want to go? I'm sorry. Okay. Right, shops and businesses. There used to be several shops and quite a number of businesses in the village. We had a builder, Frank Banting Limited, and he was also the local undertaker, or one of the local undertakers. There was another one, Jim Hudson, who lived in Snowdrop Cottage. Things have changed in that respect, of course. And other businesses. The garage at Hambledon had petrol pumps on the roadside and a workshop in Speltham Hill. Two grocery shops opposite one another, Clark's of Droxford Hambledon branch and the People's Market. And also I just about remember Ruth Bull having a small shop somewhere in East Street, about number 7 East Street, I think it was, which later became the local surgery with Dr. Purvis's day. And anyway, let's move on down the street. There was the George Hotel pub, a new inn. I was very friendly with one of the landlords there. And the Vine. I remember drinking in the Vine when I was about 16 years old. Perhaps I shouldn't have been there. But that was life in those days. And of course, the local football club used to meet at the new inn. That we were briefed on that earlier. What else did we get up to? And we mustn't forget in East Street there used to be a little sweet shop, Miss May's sweet shop, and what was the other one?
Freedom
Aid. Okay. Sorry. Green Man used to be a thriving pub until it was later closed. I suppose there was too much competition in the village to support so many pubs. We also had, at one time, a fishmonger's in West Street, now called Saddler's Cottage. It had been a hairdresser for a while. Adjoining that was Mr. and Mrs. Marsh's stores. And across the road, the brewery had a retail shop that the Hartridges ran. And as we go down, we've got Lot's Corner Shop, which is now the coffee shop, I believe. And then we should pause.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I've been asked to say a few words about floods. Now, around about 10 years ago, we saw some very bad flooding in the village. In fact, Hambledon was cut off, one might say. Certainly, the main street through East Street, West Street was like a river. And it was impassable for the average traffic. So much so that the troops were called in, and the old-fashioned fire engines known as Green Goddesses were brought out to pump water from one end of the village to the other to relieve the situation. And this went on for some while, and eventually, obviously, the floods receded. But as a result of that, it was decided that Hambledon would have a big pipe put through the main street to alleviate the flooding in future years. That went on and has happened and has relieved the pressure from Hambledon. We haven't seen flooded to that extent since. But it was interesting, these old Green Goddesses, which had been in store for years and years, but they obviously came out and still worked and pumped with, I think they were 6-inch diameter pubs running from one end of the village to the other. What a saviour it was.